about me today.
Amen.
Decided I needed to honor my mama today. When we were little, my mom, and I know there's other moms out there that were notorious for dressing you up, suit and tie. Had to look sharp everywhere you went. Amen. So honoring my mom today on this Mother's Day. You know, as Pastor Mark, when he asked me to do this message for Mother's Day, I told him, I said, well, I'm going to have to pray about that. As our president would say, it's a huge deal. And I wanted to be sure that I was, that God really wanted me to do this. And anyway, here I am. And as I began to pray about this message, it started coming to me. God gave me the title of The Last Word. And what we're going to read about and talk about today is the last word that Jesus spoke in the book of John. And as I was preparing and stuff, I also got to thinking, I said, you know, Lord, this is going to be a great opportunity for me to finally get in the last word on my mom. And I love my mom. And I thought of a whole bunch of stories. And I just know, you know, that as I was thinking about it and going on, and that, yeah, I think I can do this, Lord. I can get the last word in on my mama finally. And every time I do this, you know, I'm worried I get up here and I'll say something that doesn't honor God. And but I know I've got a mediator in heaven who's standing before God, standing up for me. And it's my mom. We also have Jesus, but I know my mom is there too, and my dad. You know, my mom, she was a very protective mother, like most moms are. And during worship, I don't know what brought it up, but it just reminded me of a story. I was in high school, and they had a peewee tournament going on, and me and a buddy of mine, we were reffing the first and last time ever to do that. And there was a guy, and it was between two out-of-town teams, and this one guy, he just started in right off the very beginning, just hammering on us. Didn't matter what happened, he was just all over us. And it went on the whole game. And after the game was over, I don't know if you remember the old gymnasium at Leedy. They had the bleachers were up high. They had a railing. You had to lean over the rail. Anyway, he come down there and he hollered at us as we were leaving. And my buddy walked over there and the guy stuck his hand out. And my buddy, he shook his hand. Well, as soon as he latched on to my buddy's hand, he didn't let go. And he just started in again. Just ripping us a new one. Well, about that time, here comes my mom. Now, back then, my mom was pretty athletic and spry. And she hit the guy with her purse. She hit him with her purse. And he let go. And she tried to follow him all the way out of the gym, giving him an earful. But cooler heads finally prevailed. But I guess that's where you get that old saying, you don't get between a mama bear and her cubs. Amen? Amen? You know, and there was a time or two in my life, it very seldom, because I was the golden child, according to my siblings. But, you know, we get on the wrong side of my mom. And you'd always go back and forth. and you would think you were getting the best of her, but you always knew that last word, get my belt. And she had the belt. It was an old, wore-out leather belt of my dad's, and it seemed like it was about 15 foot long. And she had a way about her when it was time for the belt to come out and the paddling to begin, that she would latch onto your hand and she could stretch you out there, and then she would come back from here and that thing would hum around and like a bullwhip, and it would get your attention. And you would think after one time you would learn. But it took a couple, two or three times for me. My siblings, it took them probably a dozen to two dozen times to learn. But even after those whippings, she was always a loving mom, and she was strong too. She was strong in a lot of ways. There was one time it was, you know, when the boy, you get that age where, you know, mom, you're never gonna whip me again. You're not big enough. I'm as big as you. You know that. You probably everybody's been there. And we were yelling back and forth one night in the kitchen, and I looked at her and I said, you know, you're just not big enough and strong enough to do that to me anymore. And she was like, oh, really? And I'm like, yes. And before I could get really out, she had thrown me on the floor and was sitting on me. And she made a point that she was big enough and strong enough to do what she wanted when she wanted if I got out of line. Amen? Amen. Amen. Moms are special. If you have your Bible, you can turn to John chapter 21, and we're going to be reading in verses 15 through 22. Now, I don't know if this is a traditional Mother's Day message. When Mark decided we were going to do Mother's Day and Father's Day together, what do you call it, Ma Daddy's Day? Ma Daddy or something like that. Ma Daddy. But still, it's a word where when I think of it, I think of my mom and my dad and the message in it. So let's as you turn there, I'm going to read from John chapter 10 first and kind of set the little bit of the ground table here for us. And it says in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And if you go on down to John, in John chapter 10 and 12 through 14, it says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my Father, and the Father knows me. Even so, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Amen. Jesus is a good shepherd. It's in him that we are to follow. Amen. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. And so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, Do you love me more than these? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. You know, when you read this scripture, a lot of times when you hear, I don't know what in the world that is. I think that's part of my Bible come off in my hand. Well used. But when you read about this scripture, a lot of times you hear a teaching on the meaning of the word love. Agape love. But what I want to focus on today is there's four things in this. We're going to focus on feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, and follow me. Now, when I was thinking of this, you know, I was thinking, you know, whether you believe it or not, everyone is called to the ministry. And I know a lot of people right now are saying, oh, no, not me. I'm not called to the ministry. Believe me, I've been there and done that. I got a T-shirt several times that says, no, Lord, not me. This is not my calling. But we all are called to the ministry. You know, Pastor Mark, he talked a little bit last week about it, and about how difficult this is to prepare a message and give it. And I want to say yes and amen a hundredfold. And that's why I believe it's something everybody should do one time. Now, I'm not saying you have to get up in front of the church and deliver a message. But you could learn to prepare one. That way, when the time arrives, you're ready. Wherever the situation is. The word tells us we're to be ready in season and out of season. Meaning all the time, we're to be ready to give a word. We're the ministers of the gospel right now. All of us. And I think as we read today that's what I'm going to hit on. It's up to all of us. If you look in John chapter 21, verses 15, it says, so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. Man, I just got Bible all over me here. It's just coming off on me. Maybe we'll just move this over here. You're saying, well, he's not using his Bible. Well, I printed it all off in large print so I could read it. Amen. Feed my lambs. When we think of lambs, we think of little baby sheep. Amen. And I'll say this to the moms and dads. Here's where your ministry begins. It's with your lambs. Feed my children is another way we could say this. Proverbs 22:6 tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that's true to me. You know, when I was little, you know, mom would take us to church. But as we got older, as I got older, you know, I started coming up with excuses to stay home. And it mostly had to do with centering around the Dallas Cowboys. They most always played back then they played a noon game. You know, had to be there to support Roger Staubach and the boys, you know. Amen. But thankfully, she planted that seed that when I got older, I did not depart from it. I come back to it. Amen. It's also an instruction to the children, I believe. Proverbs 4:1 tells us, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father and a mother," I'm going to add, "and give attention to no understanding." And Colossians 3:20 tells us, "Children, obey your parents in all things." And here's the key to the kids. "For this is well-pleasing to the Lord." It is well-pleasing to the Lord. Moms and dads, everything you do, your kids are watching. We can do it in a way that honors God so that they learn, that they are trained up in the way that they should go. Or we can do it in a way that leads them astray. But if we can sow the seed now to our kids, that we will know as they grow older that they will not depart from it. But as I read this on Feed the Lambs, it also means something else. And again, you're going to say, "Well, I'm not in the ministry. This is not my calling." But I believe it's also saying to us what Jesus was telling Peter here was to feed the new believers of the faith. Maybe you don't have kids right now. But you might have kids who are new believers in faith who are following you. 1 Corinthians 2:1-5 says this, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Amen. This scripture right here just suits me to a T. Fits me to a T. Because I have not excellence of speech or wisdom of declaring the testimony of God. And I think that's why a lot of people say, "Well, I'm not called out to be in the ministry because I do not have these things." But yes, you do. If you follow God, He will give you all these things. Amen. So we're to feed the lambs, feed the children, we're to feed the new believers of the faith. And then our next step is in John 21, verse 16. "And he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." Or we could say it another way, "Watch over my sheep." I told you, I said, you don't want to get between a mama bear and her cubs. I think this is that scripture right there. Tend my sheep, protect them, watch over them. John 10:11 says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." And I know there's not a mama or daddy out there that would not do that for their kids, to do everything they could to protect them. It's a call. It's not just because you're a mom and dad. It is because you're, as a follower of Christ, you're willing to lay down your life just as he laid down his life for us. Be a protector of the sheep. John 21:17, as we move on, he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Say this another way. Help my sheep grow. And this is all about you. Hebrews 6:1-2 tells us, "Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of a resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment." The elementary teachings. It still blows my mind that this is the elementary teachings. The resurrection of the dead is an elementary teaching. That seems to me like that is much more than just an elementary thing. We need to move beyond, but not away from, the elementary teachings to a more complete and understanding of the faith. We need to understand that Christ is the perfect high priest in the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. As you teach and walk out the basics, you will continue to grow in maturity. As we, as believers, as we walk this out, as we move on from the elementary teachings of Christ, and we ask, how do we do that? I've asked this, God, how many times? How many times? How do I move on from the elementary teachings of Christ? And here's what I believe he said to me. He said, as you teach your children, the lambs, as you come across new believers, and you teach them the basics, the elementary teachings, that you will grow in more understanding and wisdom in the full gospel account of Jesus Christ. So it's up to us to feed the lambs, to tend the sheep, to feed the sheep. As we go on in John 21:18-19. "And most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you." Where do you do not wish? This he spoke signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." Now I can just hear it right now. That's why I'm not in the ministry. I'm not being crucified. I do not want to suffer that death. Follow me. That's the last spoken words in the book of John that Jesus said. Follow me so others can follow you. John 10, verses 1 through 5 again. It says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. It is impossible to feed the lambs, tend the sheep, and feed the sheep if you are not following Jesus. Jesus is the gate to heaven. You are the door to Jesus." Amen. We must follow Christ so others can follow along with us. And if we do it right, it won't be long before they're not following us, but they're walking along beside us. And they have someone following them. That's how we preach the gospel to the world. Amen. As we go on, John 21, verses 20 through 22. "Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved." I think John had some issues. "Saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper and said, 'Lord, who is the one who betrays you?' Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, 'But Lord, what about this man?' Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me.'" It's the last word, follow me. Focus on the task that Jesus has given you, and don't worry about what Jesus may have someone else doing. You are to follow Jesus, because you never know who is following you. This is a short message today. You know, it's Mother's Day, and I wanted it to be short and sweet so all the mamas could get home and enjoy their family. Well, most of you are already there. But you never know who's following. And I was going to tell a story here. I don't know. I might not be able to tell it. But Betty and I, we started coming to church here in 2004. And it wasn't too long after we started coming that my mom started attending. And a short time later, my dad, he followed along. And I don't remember exactly what year it was, 2007 or 2008. My mom had to have a surgery done on her back. She had to have a rod put in. And it laid her up for a while. It was a rough surgery for her. And she told me when she got home, she said, "I don't know if I'll be able to make it to church for a while." And I was like, "Yeah, I understand. No big deal. When you get healed up, you can start attending again. And really, I didn't think nothing else about it. But the following Sunday, got to church, and lo and behold, my dad showed up by himself. I don't think it had ever happened before. And he did it again. And he did it again. I think there was 4 Sundays in a row that he came to church before Mom was able to get up and get around good enough that she can make it. So maybe that's not how God has it planned for the parent to follow. But it can happen. And I believe that there's children out there right now that are praying for their parents that they would follow them to church. Amen. So feed the lambs. Tend the sheep. Feed the sheep. And follow Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just love you, and praise you and thank you, Father, for this day. And I thank you most of all for your son Jesus and the gift of eternal life that we have through his sacrifice at the cross. I thank you that you raised him from the dead and that he is seated at your right hand today. And I thank you, Father, for our mothers and our fathers, those who are here with us today, and those who are in your presence. And we just want to lift them today, especially the moms today. Lord, I pray just your blessings and your favor be upon them. Lord, that they be honored today as you honor them. Father, I just, as we move forward, and Lord, as the church is opened up next Sunday, I just look forward to this place being overflowing with your love, your mercy, your grace, your peace, your joy, your patience, your kindness, your meekness, your gentleness, your faithfulness. Just pour your spirit out upon us. Father, we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great Mother's Day, and we'll see you all next week. Amen.